dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Brandon,
and this is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We have just finished out here an April 15 prayer. We have prayer every Wednesday, and you can join us online. It's live. It goes around the world. We have people today. We read some letters from Dubai and from Sofia, Bulgaria. Wow. They sent in a tithe from a church in Bulgaria. So all around the world, people are praying, and it's because God is raising up a prayer force. And he, Brandon, you've been involved here at Prayer Mountain.
Yes.
You were just a little guy when God gave us this place.
Mm-hmm. I was raised up in it.
You were raised up in it. And then when you got older, God began to deal with you. He began to call you.
Yes.
And did you want that call?
Not really. At first,
I noticed today you said, "God, why don't you leave me alone? Look at all those people."
Yeah.
How did that come about? That was in meetings or what?
I was at a meeting at church service, and there was literally probably 5,000 people there, and they're all praising the Lord. And I said, "Lord, why do you keep troubling me? Like putting this on me in me, you know?" I was like, "You have so many people here. Why are you concerned with me?"
Mm-hmm.
I thought that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't leave you alone.
No.
And you wanted to be left alone.
Yes.
And I remember when you were growing up, Jared, who's sitting over here, when he was 10 years old, he had a vision of Jesus. And then your sister and your mother, and you did not want any of this.
No.
No. And I think you'd seen something demonic at one time, right?
Yeah, when I was little, I would.
Uh-huh.
And I would, I don't really remember. I remember one thing. It was like a spirit would try to choke me at night. And my mom told me one time, and I don't remember this one, but she said that. She told me I got up real early in the morning, and I used to watch cartoons. And my mom said, "Brandon, go down there. You know, just go do your normal thing." And she said, I told her, I said, "Mom, there's monkeys down there." You mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. So just little things.
Like yeah, that. From the cartoons.
Yes.
Really cartoons. You better watch what you your children see on cartoons.
Yes.
But anyway, you didn't want any experiences like that.
No.
You didn't want to see any angels. You didn't want to see Jesus. You didn't want to see anything. And so you would go to bed at night when you were just little, and part of your nighttime prayer was?
No spirit beings.
No spirit beings. If you'd stay all the night with Aunt Shelley, you'd say, "Aunt Shelley, you forgot to pray, no spirit beings." So when you got to be, what, about 14 or 15 years
yes.
old, an angel came in your bedroom. What happened?
Yes. He walked through the wall, and I had a chair sitting there, and he sat down. And he kind of looked at me, but he smiled.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him and ran out the door.
What did he look like?
He was really, really tall. His hair looked like it was wet, like with gel, but it was bright, bright, bright gold hair.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how his back was really wide.
Mm-hmm. Wide?
Wide. He was probably about 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. And you did what then?
I ran up the stairs, and I didn't go down to that room for over 2 years.
Over 2 years, you didn't go back to your bedroom?
No.
And I know Mama Jenkins. She was our dear black lady preacher
yes.
and a woman of God. She didn't die till she was almost 103.
Wow.
And see, she kind of took you and your family, I think it started with Jared, under her wings. And so she came to talk to you once. And she said, what'd she say?
She said, "Brandon, you need to yield yourself just to that. The Lord's trying to tell you something. She sent an angel. He sent an angel down there for you to tell you something. You need to yield to it, not run out, be scared."
So anyway, then you went back to your bedroom.
Yes.
And what happened?
I was in there, and I was praising the Lord. And I told the Lord, "I give you my life. I surrender." And I saw light appear and form a person standing in front of me. And he said, I heard this. And he said, Brandon, tell them I'm coming soon. And then he said, tell them I'm coming soon. Tell them I'm coming soon. He said about five times. And then I heard people are hurting, help them. I had my hands already up in the air. He was trying to the light from inside of him was lighting up the whole room. He walked towards me. I instantly felt his hand touch my hand. And he said the same thing. People are hurting. Help them, heal them. And then there's a question I had. Not a question, but something I always thought. He answered it. And then I saw a light hit my eye. And I didn't know what it was then, but now it's like the breastplate. And I saw one of the
He had a breastplate on, the high priest breastplate.
Going, shining bright in my eye, like if a laser is going into my eye.
Mm-hmm. And so then you knew from that he called you.
Yes.
And then when you were younger even, you had gone to a Christian school.
Yes.
And then because of sports, about junior high, I think it was,
yes.
Middle school, what they call it now, you switched over to a public school. And how were things different?
Things were a lot different there at the Christian school. You know, we had Bible class and everything was centered around God. And then I go to a public school, nothing centered around God. We don't have Bible class. I'm sitting there with the
guys. You hear words.
Yeah, I'm sitting there with the guys from the sports. They're all cussing. And I remember, Mimi, the first few times I was there, I felt so sick when I was there. Like hearing these words, and I just didn't like it. But I came desensitized to it, immune to it, where it didn't bother me anymore. And just being busy in life and stuff, I really stopped spending time with the Lord. If I prayed for, I don't even know if I really prayed for my food. If I did, I never thought about them. For over 2 years, it was like that. And one night, I had a dream. And I was standing in a street, and I knew it was New York City. And I walked into this store, and it was like a general store, completely empty. But right when I walked in, Mimi, I saw Jesus standing behind the counter, just like if I'm looking at you. I saw him, and when his eyes, he penetrated my being. I felt like crying. I was crying. I'm sorry. I wanted to fall down. I remember right after it happened, I thought, you can get the hardest guy. The guy thinks he's real mean. You put him in front of Jesus, he would fall to his knees. I felt something I never felt before. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I tried to
get out.
I tried to leave. I tried to hit the door. It was really locked. He said, Brandon, why have you forsaken me? Looking at me straight in the eyes. Why have you stopped spending time with me? And I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He said, it's okay.
He forgave you.
Yeah, he said, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. He made it okay.
And I thought about...
Now, at this time, how old were you?
I was probably... It was right around the junior high. It was right towards probably 15, 16, mm-hmm. around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about what I saw before with all those people, like what we were sharing. And I said, Lord, why do you need me? You got all these people. They love you. You don't want me to go away. And I saw he's the God of me, the individual, not just all those people. But mm-hmm. he wants you. He wants that time with you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Brandon, why have you stopped spending time with me? That time that you spend with God is precious to him.
Mm-hmm.
And to live, not just to read three chapters, your daily chapters, nothing wrong with that, and then forget about it, but constantly abide in that, abiding in him,
So he's dealing with you throughout your life.
Yes.
He's dealing with you, and you wonder, well, you got all these people, 5,000 people at this meeting, why are you bothering me?
Right.
But he did keep on with you, and I know you were in a relationship one time with a young woman, a good young woman, but she didn't understand about full gospel, about praying in tongues and all this.
Right.
And so the Lord called you, and he had the help of your brother, your sister, your cousins. Brandon, you got to get out of this.
Yes.
You're not right for each other. But you didn't want to hurt her, and you liked her besides. She was a sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened to you? God started giving you messages on courage.
Yeah, he started giving me a message on courage, and I thought maybe it was for someone else,
You saw scriptures on courage.
I saw scriptures. I saw Nehemiah, how he went and rebuilt the gates of Jerusalem, how he told his he was the how you told this king, you know.
Yeah, his cupbearer.
His cupbearer. Mm-hmm. And how the natural, the king says, why are you sad? And how if you really look into that, if you're sad around the king, they usually kill you.
Uh-huh.
And he told them, he said, and you know,
yeah,
about
his country. Israel.
So he not only said you can go, but he gave him a private security detail to go with him.
So he's showing you all these things on courage.
Yes, and how that took courage for him to step out.
Courage.
And
so he was talking to you about courage, really, now that we look back, courage to break the relationship.
Yes.
So then tell about what happened to you one night.
I was laying down one night.
You weren't asleep.
I wasn't asleep. I was just sitting on the couch, and I felt something going into me. I felt like an anointing or something going into me. I opened my eyes. I saw two angels. One angel had a stack. It looked like a papers, really big stack. And the other one was taking each paper and was laying it on me.
Each page, uh-huh.
Each page. And I remember it was like forming to my chest like paper mache.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it and it disappeared and went inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the angel, they smiled at me. They had a real sweetness about them.
Mm-hmm.
Then right when I noticed that, all of a sudden I'm in a classroom. I'm walking into a classroom.
Yes, where was that classroom?
In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked to the front center row. And I used to go in the back. I thought, why am I in the front center row here? And I remember the first thing I did, I sat there, I looked around, I turned behind me and I saw people. I saw about 50 people. We were all wearing white. I saw a big angel right by the door. He looked like it. He wasn't mean or anything, but he was real like, just business.
Mm-hmm. Serious.
Real serious.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, there's a back door.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks out real, just like real happy. Had a great, you know, just like real joyful. He said, hello. Said, today, I'm going to be teaching you on courage. And he, as he said courage, he wrote the word courage really big and purple and cursive.
He wrote it?
Uh-huh. And he said, I'm going to be teaching you on courage. And then, here's a test. They gave us a test. Well, that angel that was there was his helper. And he passed out the test. And I remember it was a thick test. It was big. And I remember, what is this? But I knew the teacher was David.
The teacher was David.
I knew that. I can share more, you know, after the class. I can share more about that.
Yeah, how much time have we got left here? We've got about 1 minute.
Okay.
So David, in the classroom, I guess we're going to have to share it tomorrow because we've only got 1 minute left here.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew you were in heaven, right?
Yes.
How'd you know?
I just knew the angel with the people.
Uh-huh.
I knew how real it was. It was so much more real than I ever felt before where I was at.
It was more real than here?
Uh-huh. Big time. I had clarity. My mind. I love to learn. I remember that. I felt like I was a super genius.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
And that had not been the case with you all your life growing up.
No.
I'm amazed at you now how you love to read. You love to read the Bible. And when you were a little guy, you didn't like to read.
Right.
Praise the Lord. There's hope for your grandson. There's hope for your son.
I have quite the library now.
Yeah, you do. You have a library. You love to read and study. So anyway, we're going to go back to his classes in heaven tomorrow and what was the outcome of that. But this is Billy Brim and Brandon saying to you, Shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.